Good morning. It's February 3rd. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be glory, because of your loving kindness and truth. Psalm 115:1. We give praise to you, Lord, for it is good to sing praises to you, our God, because praise is pleasant and beautiful. Psalm 147:1. You have set our iniquities before you, Lord, our secret sins in the light of your presence. Psalm 90, verse 8. May I fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of the eternal life to which I was called, Father, when I made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. You are the one who gives life to all things, in your sight and in the sight of your Son, Christ Jesus, who testified the good confession before Pontius Pilate. May I keep this command without blemish or reproach until the appearing of my Lord Jesus Christ, which you will bring about in your own time. 1 Timothy 6, 12-15. O God, may I be diligent to present myself to you as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. May you, O Sovereign Lord, deal well with me for your name's sake. Because of the goodness of your mercy, deliver me. Psalm 109, 21. This is pure and undefiled religion before you, my God and Father, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep myself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. No one can see your kingdom, O God, without being born again. No one can enter into your kingdom without being born of water and your spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The wind blows wherever it pleases, and we hear its sound, but we cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. John 3:3, 5-6, and 8. O Lord, through your Spirit, by faith, I eagerly await the righteousness for which I hope. Galatians 5:5. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, and call upon your name, and make known to others what you have done. I will sing to you, sing praises to you, and tell of all your wonderful acts. 1 Chronicles 16:8-9. O Lord, I know that you have set apart the godly for yourself. You hear when I call to you. Psalm 4:3. God highly exalted you, Christ Jesus, and gave you the name that is above every name, that at your name every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that you, Jesus Christ, are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. I give honor and praise to you, O Christ, the head of the body, the church, for you are the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything you might have the supremacy. Colossians 1:18. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.